And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 9:17, up 14 on the open March, 9:10, up 11 and 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 9:36, up 18 and 3 quarters on the open March, 9:38, up 16. May, 8:40, up 17. July, 6:54 and a half, up 7 and a half. September, 6:57, up 10 on the open. December corn opened at 380 and a half, up 5 and a half on the open. March, 395 and a half, up 4 and 3 quarters. May, 405, up 5 and a half. July, 412, up 5 and a quarter. September, 415 and a half, up 4. December, 421 and a half, up 5. March of next year, 428, up 2 and 3 quarters. May, 431 and a half, up 1 on the open. November soybeans open at 9.98, up 7 and a quarter on the open. January, 10.15, up 8 and 3 quarters. March, 10.23, up 7 and a half. May, 10.23, up 7. July, 10.29, up 8 and a half. November, 9.61, up 5 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 281, up 260 on the open. December, 288.50, up 370. October soybean oil opened at 39.25, up 28 on the open. December, 39.90, up 36. At the Merck October Live, cattle opened at 97.05, down 20 on the open. December, 99.90, down 15. February, 190, down 22.5. April, 147.5, down 17.5 on the open. September feeders open at 116, up 15 on the open. October, 115.90, down 2.5. November, 116, down 25. January, 114.75, down 27.5 on the open. October lean hogs open at 60.05, down 25 on the open. December, 62.15, down 25. February, 67.35, down 42.5. April, 69.15, down 35 on the open. And February pork bellies open to 89.30, down 5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
The bull still has a pulse, Dan.
Yes, he does. And it's driven by demand. We've got very strong demand underneath this market. Just kind of look at this morning's weekly export sales, pretty much at the high end or above trade expectations on corn and wheat. Soybeans was in the range, but still very strong. You know, anytime you you sell 37 million bushels of soybeans, that's a good week. And when you sell like 67 million on corn and 55 million on wheat, you have to say those are very stout numbers clear across the board.
And an 8.5 million bushel sale to unknown destinations today as well on the individual reporting cycle. I want to just put a general question out for you and ask you, if the bull is still in charge, what month in all three commodities, corn, beans, and wheat, might have the most upside potential? And what pivot points are you looking at that would confirm upside potential?
Well, I think this wheat and soybeans kind of did it here overnight and doing it here today, that we are in the new high ground after a pause. The corn market, again, is in new high ground for the move up by taking out Monday's high, and we're trading above Monday's high. We had a good breakout to the upside of that sideways range in corn last week. We followed through on Monday, and then we had a pause in here Tuesday and Wednesday. And now we're resuming the upside, and we're up against the highs for the week. So I think the idea that the bull is still in charge is confirmation here today. Now the market is overbought, especially soybeans. And, you know, when you're in playing around with these kind of numbers, we could see some volatility based upon overbought conditions. But the market is going up easier than it's going down. And you can basically look at the seasonal tendencies. Corn is counter-seasonal. The last 2 weeks of February is dominant, or the last 2 weeks of September is dominant down. And we're going against that trend. Once you get into October, the seasonal influences begin to turn up. So it should be easier for the corn market to go up once the seasonals turn up sometime here after the 1st of October. So everything's in pretty good shape. If you're in a true blue bull market, the market will want to come after the old crop inventories. So your strength will come up front. So you need to be watching probably the December and March corn futures versus the summer months. They should kind of lead the charge. Beans, it'll be the January, March versus the summer months. And wheat is going to be, you know, December and March versus the summer months. And you already see that big divergence between old crop wheat prices and new crop wheat prices.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, there were rumblings on my DTN machine this morning that we could potentially see, technically speaking, December wheat at $10.
I mean, yes. I can read the chart up above the $10 mark on wheat. I mean, remember, everybody has to keep in mind that technical analysis is kind of used as a roadmap. You still have to have the fundamentals come along to keep pushing the car down that road. It's just kind of like, you know, your car needs fuel to go down the road if you're watching a map, in the same way with the market. Yeah, technically, I think you can probably maybe get as bullish as 1060 or something like that, I think, on December wheat futures. But, boy, that's a long ways up there, and I'm not going to really say that. But technically, I'm sure you're going to hear a lot of that 10-something on wheat. My guess is you're going to start hearing some 11-something on soybeans.
In the January and March contracts.
And you're going to start hearing a return to $4 on the corn contracts. This is, like I said, purely technically speaking. Anybody that's technically oriented is going to begin to talk about some of those higher numbers. Fundamentally, the market is probably wrestling with that. Because we do know that we've got a big corn crop out there. The yields are very strong. They're coming in very strong. A lot of people are looking for the crop size to actually go up, and here we got the corn market up 8 cents. So it kind of tells me that maybe tomorrow's stocks reports might show smaller stocks than what the average trade guess is and what the trade's been working. That would be, I've always watched the price action for the month of September as kind of a lead indicator of what those September stocks reports on the 30th of March would imply. And these will be stocks as of September 1, so these will be carry-in inventories for corn and soybeans, that maybe those stocks numbers, the carry-in supplies, ain't as large as what everybody thinks. The other thing is October crop report. Is notorious for changing harvested acreage levels. Now, it could go up or down. But, you know, a bullish surprise would be maybe a little smaller acreage numbers and what the trade's been working. That would maybe offset some of these bigger yields. But, you know, you also run the risk of seeing some larger harvested acreage numbers, too. Only thing I know is October crop report is notorious for surprises. Last year, that's kind of what triggered the fall move was the October crop report when it came in with lower harvested acres. That's what basically got the corn market the ball rolling to the upside toward $4 back then. So we do have a couple key reports here that would, you know, could propel the market on higher, could also put the brakes on it, too. So you have to be a little careful on that.
Meanwhile, here in central Illinois, harvest going gangbusters. Producers probably well on their way to finishing soybeans and maybe 20 or 30% remaining in the corn, and the basis is beginning to improve.
Well, that that tells you that the grain trade, you know, did a good job of getting ready for the bean crop. I mean, when those July rains came and after the big acreage estimate there on the June 30th report, you saw the grain trade prepare for a big crop, and they moved out inventory, got it in, and got their bins empty, and now and the end user probably decided to maybe wait to buy, thinking the prices would be lower at harvest because we had a big crop, and he kind of looks like he got caught overstaying the market, and now he's having to come to the table and you know, buy the market on an upswing rather than on a downswing. I mean, it is telling you that we do have good end user demand, and you can kind of see today's export sales report that our export demand's on fire, at least for now, here to start the new marketing year.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. You're listening to WILL Urbana.